Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and it's another Free Reading Monday. I'm really excited about being here. It's an unusual time that we're going to be going through. A key is giving me a message that I'm just going to put out there. It's not to create fear or anything, but it's time. If you can spare a little money, I would like you to save it at home. I would like you to take a little bit of your cash and try to maintain it at home in case there's a shortage of money in ATMs and stuff like that. So it's not that I see it in a day, but I see something coming that it's going to be some financial hardship with the banking system. And I would like the people that listen to my show and are similar to me to stock a little bit of money. It looks to me when this happens that it's going to be about a three-week period. So it could be up to a month of super discord with money and banking. And it's non-availability. So that is huge. And he doesn't bring out stuff like that for me. He told me to prepare. He says that, you know, he said in a fourth night. I don't really know what that meant, but it means like, you know, to me what it meant was that it's coming very soon, you know, be prepared. And he told me to make sure that I have small denominations. You want small denominations because they're not going to be able to break a $100 bill. They're not going to be able to break a $50 bill. You're going to want some ones and fives and maybe tens and twenties. Probably the best is one fives and stuff. So I wanted to tell you that. But what he's saying is that the ascension is here and it's moving forward at a very fast rate. And what he wants you to do is be prepared for what's coming. You're going to be changing. We're all going to be changing. A lot is going to be happening. And as you can see, there's a lot of discord in the world. The other thing that he told me to explain to you what's going to be changing is this. He said, think of it like rock music. If you really like rock music, you're a lover of rock music and you'll go listen to it. But if you're old and you don't like rock music and you think it's noise, it can be very, very uncomfortable for you to be around it. And so you will fight it or you will not like it and you'll be angry and you'll be sorrowful. So what it is it's a choice of perception. You can choose to like the music and go along with it, or you can choose not to like the music and you can have discord or upheaval. So what he's coming through now, he's telling me that we're going to do a grounding for ascension and an opening up of your heart chakra. Again, this is necessary. Remember, the way through this, all this chaos is to remain at the highest level of joy or love. And in that, you will flow through it, and it'll be like at a rock concert you like. If you go through with negative, believing everything's bad, you will be at a rock concert you don't like, that you are listening to music that you hate. So be prepared for that. And when you find yourself in the negative or in discord, say, okay, this is not what I'm choosing. I'm going to look at this. I'm going to see how I can see the light in it, and I'm going to bring the light to it, and I'm going to move through it. Because the other thing is we're not still. We don't stand still ever. We're always moving forward. We're always have possibility for new growth. So if anybody says, oh, once you learn this, you'll be connected to the other side and you'll know everything. Well, that's not true, because you only know as much as you ask questions. Like Ki doesn't just sit there and, pontificate with me for hours. I have to ask questions, and through those questions I get answers. And then if I didn't ask the question, then I don't have the answer, and that's with everyone. So if somebody says they know everything, I would say that they don't. But, you can believe, you have choice to believe whatever you want. So he would like you to place your hands on your heart chakra, and we're going to do the grounding, and we're going to open up your heart chakra a little bit. He says, yes, children, times are changing. But we're bringing forth ascension, which is a higher vibration and will bring much happiness in many people's lives. Some of the unfairness that we've experienced here on earth will be gone, as in wars and as injustice to people. And he wants you to open up your heart chakra, and he says that you can probably feel this or feel a tapping or patter of your heart. And it's just now that this past full moon that this new energy is coming. And we're like resetting. He's saying we're going to reset society. And now he just wants you to take a big breath in and blow out through your nose and out through your mouth and blow out all the negative energy, and just imagine a grounding cord going right into Gaia, right through your ground star. Because we want to be as grounded as possible and recognize that if it's discord, it's illusion, and how to proceed around it. Amen. Okay, so I do have a pull caller queue, and I am going to go right to the calls. Take another big breath in and blow out and relax, and let's take the first call. The first caller is a 916 area code. 916, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Reverend. Thank you. My name is Wendy, Sacramento, California.
Hi, Lindy. How can I help you today?
Well, I have my interview scheduled 1 week from today on the 22nd at 12 noon with Centene HealthNet for a customer service position on International Drive. It's about 3 miles away from where I live. I feel it's just a perfect match. I have 15 years experience in vision insurance, but this is medical, and I think it'd be a real good match. I did work at Centene very briefly for about 3 weeks through a temp agency for data entry, and I was pulled off, and I was promised a job in grievances and appeals in the same location. I don't really want that job. I think it would be stressful and a hardship transportation-wise. They've not talked 2.5 weeks, so I'm hopeful that there's not a conflict. Because I have to be very forthright and tell them, that I did work briefly as a temp. Will everything work out? I'm just going to be creative and just say data entry was not my cup of tea, but customer service is where my expertise lies.
I wouldn't say that data entry wasn't my expertise. What I would say is that at that time I was in a different place and now I'm ready for full-time employment, or say something like that, like you just weren't ready to continue with employment. And don't bring up what you did and didn't like about the job, okay?
Sounds so brilliant.
Okay, and the other thing, they're saying, yes, you're going to get it.
Really? Is that the one on International
yeah.
Drive?
Yeah,
oh
it's a
gosh.
Favorable outcome. It's a I feel like favorable. I feel like you feel like God gave you favor. So, and
I
that
do.
Really is it, believe it or not. You know, the thing is with what you're going through is everything's a gift through grace. You've done the work. They're saying that you've put forth the effort. You've done the work. Now just allow grace to bless you what's in your best and highest interest and bring forth the employment that you desire. And if you go into the quiet or into the stillness and just, you know, put out that joy of thank you, you know, put you put peace on your left shoulder, love on your right shoulder, and put joy above your head and bring that joy down. Just fill your body with the knowing that you're supported and that grace has brought you this far and it's bringing you even more what you want now. Now we're manifesting at a faster rate. So I do see this coming forward. I do feel like it, the international job is the one that you, is going to bring you happiness. And it does look for, you know, I keep getting eight and I don't like to go that far out, but it could be as long as an 8-year employment stint.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah. And I'll work so hard, and I'm a blessing to everybody I speak to on the phone. I give them kindness and I treat them with respect. And I was world class my previous job that was similar. So my callers usually just love me. And
yeah.
So
that's why you're going to do well there, because they say that you'll do well there because you do work. So, and that's what's going to be rewarded. So I'm going to let you go with that. And you'll have to let us know. I have a full caller too, so I have to really move on.
I hope I learn fast enough for them.
You will. Don't worry. When it says that it's going that good, it's going good. You know, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't have to fear. Let go of all. I didn't look at it, but just allow to manifest what's in your best and highest interest. Okay.
Okay.
And you can call
God
next
bless
week,
you,
and I can look at that. Yeah, I can look at time frame and everything, or you can get a private reading. Anybody that can't get all of their questions answered on the phone can get a private reading at psychicradioreadings.com or Ascension Soul Wisdom. So you'll just have to let us know if you got the job next week or, you know, the next time you call in. Okay?
Well, God bless you.
I didn't mean to hang up. I appreciate it, and I thank you for that blessing. I'm going to go right on to Forrest.
Hey, Helena. I'm in Brooklyn on a rooftop. Hi, Reverend James.
Hey, Helena, on the rooftop.
Hello, darling. Yeah, it's nice. Sunny.
Oh, nice.
Question. Yeah. Did you pick up anything else on the possibility of my moving? I have the option of staying couch surfing a couple of nights a week and paying for it, but do you pick up anything else on my moving or anything that comes up? I'm always all ears with you.
Okay. So they're saying happy times for you or good times. And so are you not distressed about it?
Am I? I don't know. I'm so mixed up. I mean, it's something I want to do, and then there's fears and there's money issues, but I got a little extra money now, and it's like, do I put it towards an apartment or get a computer that I need? Blah, blah.
It's about choosing wisely. So what I would do is write out those lists of pros and cons on what's in your best and highest interest, and
mm-hmm.
Then I would sit in meditation and ask, you know, the angels, which way should I move forward? And I feel like you are moving. I feel like they're saying that you're intuitively know what's right for you anyway.
Okay.
And that that you're playing a little game with me is what they're saying.
Not intentionally.
I know. I don't think it is intentionally, but what they're saying is that you play this little game with yourself, actually. Oh, I was thinking it was with me, but it's a game you play with yourself, is what they were saying, not with me. And what they're saying is that you can manifest what you want, and this fear thing, you know, is not real, that fear is only real when you're in the presence of danger. That when you're feeling fear, what it's doing is it's saying, look at your choices. Look at your choices. The reason why you're feeling apprehensive is because think about what your choice is. What are you choosing? And is this in my best and highest interest? And when you ask those questions, you'll either move the fear away and become grounded, or you'll stay in the fear, and then I would be apprehensive about what you're choosing to do.
All right.
Because I see like a whole bunch of the little changes for you coming in, Helena. So prepare. It's happy, though. It's all happy. So be in that happy zone and know that when you're moving, it's going to be in your best and highest interest, and you're going to have even more joy. So open up to that. Get that?
Yes, I do. Do you get any time frame on the move?
Do we have a time? I feel like it's actually weeks away. So
wow.
It's not like months away. It's a lot quicker than. Yeah. So be open to that, and be open also to a relationship. You just have to throw that in there. Bring in those romance angels, because there's you're not feeling the love of yourself, and somebody's vibration is matching yours. So somebody wants to come in, but you're not actually looking for it, or you're just, you know, you're scattered a little bit. So
yeah, I am.
Open up. I gotta let
you
go.
Is it the one I've been waiting for? All right, I can't ask you that now. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I understand.
Sorry.
Love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
No worries.
Sorry. I gotta keep it limited so that other people can get on the phones and stuff. 512, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Reverend James and Aki. It's Julia in Austin. And I was just wondering, hi, I had a little hiccup with my apartment that I had called about a few times.
Oh.
And I still feel like it's there. I love the energy. I'm still doing the work, sending angels there, praying for the highest good of all. Yet I'm just wondering what you're getting or what Aki can say, since it's now almost going into 3 weeks that I was supposed to be in, that I'm not there.
Okay. So are you... Okay, let me just ask you something, because it was all about money from what I remember. But I feel like money's coming in, so new money. So are you up for a raise?
No, it's actually the opposite. Because I've been staying with friends, I haven't been able to see my clients. I have my own private practice, so money actually is decreasing this month since I don't have the office space. But the other income that I have teaching is pretty steady.
Okay.
It was increasing
in
April.
I feel like it's an increase. It's some kind of advancement. So I would open up to the possibilities of money coming in, because that's what I feel prevented you, or it was, and it didn't really even prevent you. I feel like some of the prevention was you couldn't free yourself to believe enough to allow grace to give it to you. Because I feel like for some reason they were going to give it to you, and it just never happened, huh? Was it because of money?
Yeah. Well, it is. Well, kind of. It was a credit issue, something I had no idea about my report that I'm clearing up now, and I've disputed, but taking this long.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. So you're right. You are going to still be there. So I feel like you're going to still be there. And just allow for Source to bring forward what's in your best and highest interest. And I do feel like there's, I don't know if you're going to get a new job or a new title or something. Is there movement in your, or maybe you're just going to get a vast amount of new customers. You know,
that was happening. In April, I was getting a lot of new clients, so that was feeling good. And now I kind of feel like it's stalled because I don't have that office space, so I've been having to put off my private clients.
Okay. Well, allow for it to open up again, because this is all happening for you like you're wanting it to. So it's just bring it forward. Don't be fearful.
Okay.
I'm not really even fearing feeling any fear from you, which is great, because
no.
before it was right, before you were having a lot of fear, so you let go of that. Now you're allowing, because you're not afraid anymore. You're like, okay,
right.
now I have to allow. You know, I have to allow it.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Exactly.
So, okay, I have no choice. Now what do I do? Oh, hey, I'll allow it. So
yeah,
just
totally.
Allow it, okay, because they're going to bring it in for you. I feel like
okay.
everything's moving for you, too. You'll have to let us know. I feel excited for you. So be excited and carry that energy of excitement. It's around the corner. Just say, oh, it's here. It's
good.
Today. You know, you know,
okay.
and just
I will. I'm saying
every morning.
I feel like, you know, it's a little tricky, you know, staying in their space
yeah.
and being here this long.
Yeah.
So I was really hoping that this week would be like, I'll hear something and I'll be able to move in finally. So I'll keep
yeah.
that.
Be very excited every morning. Is today the day? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Okay.
Thank
very
you
good.
So
Have
much.
A good...
Love you both. Have a great day. God
yeah.
bless.
Okay. So I'm going to go right on to 509. You're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from? Hello? 509, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from? Okay, so they're not answering, but they do have their hand up. I'll go back to them. 415, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne.
Oh, hi, Anne. I was thinking that my system shut down because nobody could hear me. I was like, oh, no, now what?
I'm like, oh, great. Oh, no, you heard my name. You're like, oh, no.
Oh, I'm very glad that I heard your name. Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Good.
How can I help you?
A couple months ago, I think it was, I called about making new friends, and you said to try new things, 3 or 4 new things, and I would meet a new best friend. So if any kind
mm-hmm.
of follow-up on that, or if I maybe have not, haven't done those things yet, or any ideas of new things I could try?
It's okay. Yeah, there's a couple of things that I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I feel like there's somebody in your energy field right around you that you're not. So did you not meet anybody new?
I have. Yeah, I have actually. I did volunteer for some festival, and I did. I actually have met a couple new people.
Do you hike?
I do. I belong, you know, meetup groups. I belong to some hiking meetup groups.
Okay. I feel like it's in your hiking group that somebody's there.
Okay. Great.
I feel like there's somebody there that you resonate with quite a bit. And because I saw the hiking boots and I was like, you know, so I'm glad you hike. That makes it easier than finding
right.
a hiking group.
Oh, I hate it.
So, yeah, I feel like it's in a hiking group that you're going to meet somebody that you really resonate with. The thing, though, is it's funny because they're saying to bring in romance angels. So it might
oh,
be
yeah,
a romance.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'd like friends and I would like a romance because
okay.
I'm new in this
be,
area. So
it might be both. It might be before I would think I was thinking it was girls. So,
right.
but now I feel like
yeah,
the person that's coming in is a guy. And
yay.
You need to bring in the romance angels to cleanse your light body and to bring in that romantic love to you. Do you understand that?
I've heard you say that before, like bring in 100,000 angels and.
Yeah. A romance angels for you specifically romance.
Got it.
But you can bring in, you know, everybody that's listening. You can bring in healing, 100,000 healing angels. You can bring in 100,000 employment angels, and hire. You can actually hire angels to, you know, recraft your resume so that when you channel it, you get the perfect resume. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's how you do so much with angels, but people just don't get it. That
mm-hmm.
They actually work that closely with us if we ask them to. I feel like it probably is going to start out as a friendship, but it's going to go into a relationship. And I feel like you want to get the romance angels going right away, because I would rather it go into the relationship, because when I see your lights together, it looks like you get brighter. And I'm afraid if you don't do the romance angels right away, that I'll go into friendship, because it
got
looks
it.
Like it could take two paths. And not that that's a bad thing. It's just a different thing. And I don't want you getting light from somebody who you're not going to be in relationship with, because then it'll be like you're chasing a light. And I don't want, you know, that's why I want you to get them. I want you to be in the mindset of romance.
In alignment. Got
it. Okay. Do you get that?
Great. Yes.
Okay.
And
I hope that.
Yeah, I did. I think I vote for you to extend your show to an hour. I just have to request that one.
I'm going to.
Your great show. Yay!
I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do that. Thank you. I am honestly of it. It's probably going to be
great.
More like July, though.
Everything's
going kind of crazy. Okay, thank you very much for calling. I love that people are. I'm going to go right on to 509. That are 509. You're on the air. Who's this? And where are you calling from? Okay, they're not answering. Okay, so I'm going to go right into 678. Is this Susie?
Yes, Reverend Jay. This is Susie.
Do you want a reading, Susie?
Yes, and I press my one.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, because you sound apprehensive. How can I help you?
So I wanted to see was when I was going to be CE again.
Okay, well, you know, it's always going to be the same. It's coming forward. You're just going to have to hold your emotional needs until the time that you have your relationship time together, because you know that what you're bringing forward is not something that's going to happen quickly. It's going to have to come in layers. And the first layer has already been laid, and the second layer is coming, you know, or is already probably been laid too. You're like on your third layer. And so it's a slow mover. It's very slow, and there's a lot of variables that come with it, but they do seem positive in your pursuit. Yeah, it's just going to take time, because there's a lot of mixed baggage there.
Absolutely,
that has to be cleared. And then, okay, there's 90 seconds left in the show, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. And remember, you can get a private reading at Psychic Radio Readings or AscensionSoulWisdom.com. And are you all? I'm going to let you go on that, Susie. Okay? Are you all set?
If you insist. I do have another question, if you can do it.
I'm limiting everybody to one call or question today. So I'm going to let
all
you go
right,
on that.
All right, Reverend Jay.
You have a good day, Susie. Thank you. Susie does my chat room, and she's always helping me do posting, all kinds of stuff she does for me. So I thank everybody for coming. And I got to everybody in the caller queue. And for those people that didn't get in the caller queue because it was full, try to call in 15 minutes before the show each week, because it fills up so fast. And I am still considering the one-hour show. I just haven't had time to get to it. And I have to change everything to do that. So plan about July. I hope I can make that shift. Well, everybody, thank you. I love you all. And remember to save a little bit of money at home. You know, 3 weeks worth can afford that. That's crazy. But if you just at least have, you know, some money, $100, At least that can really ride you out for a long time. So prepare for that. And you'll know by August on if you're going to spend that or not. I mean, it's that quick. It seems when he showed me it was, he said a fourth night, so I'm not really sure what that means. It's coming very quickly. So I thank everybody for coming, and I'm going to end my show right now on that. That was a great show.